On this episode, we review the all-new family-style menu at the newly reopened Sebastian's Bistro and talk about our first experience having a Casey's Corner hot dog. Today is July 9th, 2021. This is episode 372 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey guys!
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you haven't done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And then if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, at-home live streams, bonus episodes, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, and a whole lot more, visit wonderlandcrew.com to check out our Patreon group. If you're getting ready to plan that next Disney Universal vacation, maybe a cruise, looking to travel anywhere else in the world, head to msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience, and fill out a form for a free quote. So today we are going to be talking about our recent dining experience at Sebastian's Bistro, which recently reopened to guests on June 24th, and they were allowing nightly walk-in availability starting at 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., but now reservations are available for any date after July 5th, which was just the other day. So if you are looking to eat at Sebastian's, you can go ahead and book your dining reservation now. Rhonda, give us a couple of our standard bullet points about Sebastian's Bistro.
Okay. Well, it's Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. It is Latin / seafood. It is casual dining. Prices are $29 per adult plus tax and gratuity, and $17 per child plus tax and gratuity. And your discounts, you have an annual pass holder for 10% and your Disney Visa credit card member for 10%. No dining plans are available right now, so.
But yeah. maybe we'll see him coming back.
That's what
so,
I was thinking.
You know, if you go back, we've eaten here before and we've really, really pre-COVID loved Sebastian's Bistro.
Absolutely.
Going back to the very, you know, opening of the new Old Port Royale, mm-hmm. Banana Cabana, when you used to be able to get the entire Sebastian's Bistro menu out at Banana Cabana. We ate at Sebastian's Bistro several times. We ate through the entire menu. But Rhonda, there's a major, major overhaul and a major difference that I don't know that anybody really saw coming with the reopening. And what is that?
Family style.
Yeah.
Food or family style, like dinner and...
Yeah, it's
layout.
You know, yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say.
And what we're used to and what we've seen, of course, is some of these buffets that are reopening are coming back as family style, which mm-hmm. and you know, and the menus are limited down a little bit, mm-hmm. and, which makes perfect sense. You know, we're not probably ready for buffets yet, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that if they ever bring buffets back, they really need to look at. I think, especially from a staffing issue,
I agree.
I don't know about self-serve buffets anymore, you know, and Disney's probably thinking the same thing. So they, you know, said that Sebastian's was reopening, which we were so thrilled. And then they said, by the way, it's very different in the sense that it is now a family style price per person.
Yes.
Dining experience.
Yep.
Go back and tell me again, though, if you're used to, because this is the difference. We're going from a regular dining experience to a family style as opposed to a buffet backwards to a family style. But read those prices again.
$29 per yeah. adult.
$17 for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all you care to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're unfamiliar with Sebastian's Bistro at all, it's a bright ambiance and market fresh ingredients await you at this charming eatery, which is located along the Old Port Royale Promenade. This friendly spot offers family style dishes. We were there when prior to July 5th, we were there on July 3rd. They were not allowing reservations. It was walk up only. And we got there at 4:50, I want to say.
Yes.
Right around there.
Yes.
And you went up and they were taking names
yep.
and all that.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think he said a 10 to 20 minute wait, mm-hmm. I think, but I felt like it was quicker. A little bit quicker.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was literally the time we went to see JoJo
yes.
at Banana Cabana
yes.
at the bar, And we were in the, she was in the middle of, you know, making our drinks.
Well, she
and
was
they
in
called
the middle
us.
Of talking to us.
Well, that's true.
And then they called us. And then I was like, oh, well, we'll drink and go then. Yep.
Yeah.
So
very short, you know, it doesn't really matter now. I mean, I'd love to give you tips on when you should walk up, but now just get a reservation ahead
yes.
of time.
Yes.
You know, this is certainly at a limited capacity. You know, you listened to our boathouse review at brunch a few weeks ago, and that sucker was full. This still feels very spread out.
I just started to say there was actually some tables that they were not seating
yes.
people at.
Yeah.
So still spacing. I'm not sure if that was just because they were just trying to see how this was going to go and then get reservations
mm-hmm.
or not. But they could still be. So you could be limited to reservations, unfortunately.
Yeah. And get one now, because I'll tell you before the review's over, get one. And go
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
One thing I do like, you know, we've talked about the crowds or the capacities and the noise in restaurants. My only gripe ever, I think maybe our only one prior to all this at Sebastian's, was it's very loud. Like
mm-hmm.
the sound really carries in there, because
yes.
I think everything is wood. There's mm-hmm. not like a lot of things to you know, acoustically absorb sound, like a lot of padded seats, I feel like, and
right.
maybe, you know, plants or certain artwork. It's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of very open
mm-hmm.
and it tended to be very loud. This was great being spread out, because it was not nearly as loud this time.
Yes, that
which
is
I
correct.
Enjoyed.
Yep.
And we were there with Lucy and Caleb, so we wanted to be able to have conversations and
mm-hmm.
and all that type of good stuff. So we get sat, and it's a absolutely, I mean, this is a beautiful restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, very, I think this actually to me goes more beyond a feeling and decor of Caribbean into much more of like a Southern living beach town.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Yes.
100%. And it's beautiful. It's very comfy. It's
very,
lots of whites
yeah.
and light tones
yeah.
and hues and all. And
I agree.
So I absolutely love the ambiance here.
Yes.
Come out, Michael. Our waiter.
Yes.
What an incredible cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible waiter.
Yes, he was.
He will walk you through the entire menu, which is going to be brought to you basically in three courses.
Yes.
Is the way that this works,
mm-hmm.
which I really, really like. I mean, again, you know, you think of an Ohana, you know, the
mm-hmm.
way even then. Now, they're,
right.
you know, that's going to change a little bit with the food that they're serving. But, you know, they bring out kind of your appetizers, your starters, let you get through some of those, let you get more if you need it. Then they're going to bring out your main dishes,
mm-hmm.
kind of same thing before they bring out dessert. And they're
yes.
doing the exact same thing here, which I love. It's not just like, hey, let's just get all this food out at one time or
right.
anything.
I
and
agree.
Michael was so incredible in kind of monitoring our pace
yes.
as well. And bringing it out at the perfect time, cleaning up the
mm-hmm.
previous plates, seeing if we're ready, which I really love, because I didn't feel rushed.
Oh, not at all. Not
you know,
at all.
I mean, this felt like a meal where we sat down and we're like, yes, you know, let us order our appetizers. And we wait for them. And we wait till they're done. And we go, okay, you know what? We're ready to order
mm-hmm.
our entrees. So it was very well paced that I felt like we really got to sit and enjoy our time.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So. They're going to start you with two, we'll call it appetizers,
mm-hmm.
your first course.
Yes.
And tell us about those, Rhonda.
Well, you still get your amazing buttery house-baked pull-apart rolls, and it only comes with the guava butter and the caramelized onion jam. But that guava butter is just amazing. I
yeah.
love it. It's my favorite. So that is still the best, and so happy we got those. And then it comes with a spice necklet salad. It's mixed greens and kale with toasted pumpkin seeds, grilled pineapple, orange spiced candied walnuts, and radish with key lime dressing.
What'd you think of this?
It is new. It is very good and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
But I only ate a couple of bites, I feel like, because I was very excited for, well, first of all, the rolls. And I didn't want to eat too many of those. But then second of all, the rest of the food.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I only ate a few bites. I hate to say it like this. I always hate salads at this situation.
There's no need for them.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
I mean there literally is no need for them.
I don't want to fill up on it. And it was a good salad. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I'm sad because we probably each took a few bites. But... There's a lot
I
of salad.
I ate a decent enough portion.
Oh, really?
First of all, I mean, to have the pull-apart rolls back is a no-brainer on their part. You know, if you've not heard of these roles, if you've not had them, you're totally missing out. Mm-hmm. If you like what's going on over at Ale & Compass with their Parker House roles, which are outstanding, I actually think the role here is a bit better, but the guava butter is an absolute just game changer.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a little bit sweet and it's buttery.
And do you remember what they had? There was three.
The other one I want to say, if I remember, I thought was almost like a chimichurri.
Okay.
Was like a cilantro-based oil chimichurri type, and that was the third one.
Okay.
So you can, again, get as many of these as you want. You're going to probably want more. Highly recommend. The salad, for me, I agree, is not needed in this situation.
Yeah.
But I thought it was delicious. It was refreshing.
Yep.
What I would love is to see this salad on the Banana Cabana menu.
Yes.
With the option to add grilled chicken or shrimp.
That would be amazing.
And that would be a meal. I would order it time and time again, especially after a long day in the parks.
I agree.
And you're having a drink and you want to just settle down and it's hot out. You want something light. You want something refreshing, but still with like a little sustenance. This would be so, so good.
Yes, I agree.
Let's move on. They're going to bring out the Taste of the Caribbean, which is going to be your entree. Now, this includes a selection of our favorite recipes inspired by the flavors of the Caribbean. Oven-roasted citrus chicken, slow-cooked mojo pork with mango sambal, grilled flank steak with mojito relish, served with cilantro rice and beans, vegetable curry, and grilled broccolini. Go for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Break each of these six items down. If you want, why don't you just start with the cilantro rice?
I will.
Which you immediately ball hogged.
I did.
But then said, Michael, bring us more.
I
because
did.
You and Lucy pretty much split that bowl
away. First of all, love cilantro. Like, I've heard it is a love-hate. Like, you either think it tastes like soap or you love it. I absolutely love it. I could eat a cilantro salad, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, I was super excited. And yeah, pretty much Lucy and I split it and Michael was right there. And I was like, he's like, can we get? And I'm like, yeah, I know we're already going to need some more cilantro rice. So he was kind enough to do that for us. And then you had some vegetable curry. That was good. It was a little like, you know, it got that curry kick and stuff. I didn't eat that much of it because I just really love the cilantro rice. But I liked the broccolini. I thought that was neat.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was the broccolini. Cilantro rice was amazing.
Yes.
I thought the beans in it were unnecessary, but I didn't mind them.
I agree.
They were very sparse.
Yeah.
Little cooked down black beans, I think they were. They might have been kidney beans.
Red kidney beans.
Yeah, red kidney beans. I didn't think they were needed, but I didn't mind them at all.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the vegetable curry. And it was really good when you mixed it with this cilantro rice.
Mm-hmm.
I get something I would love to see come to Banana Cabana is that you can get a bowl, right, with a good maybe ice cream size scoop of rice, then cover it with the vegetable curry. And again, you could get it with chicken or shrimp or beef or, I don't know, let's go back to our goat friend.
Yeah.
Leave out any extra parts, but...
Yeah.
That would be outstanding because we used to love the goat curry
at
Sebastian's Bistro. Something I really wish they still had. I thought the broccolini was good, but for me, it's one of those that I just feel like, again, why are you here?
Oh.
Like, it really
liked
was good.
It,
I actually ended up kind of cutting it up and mixing it even with everything else, like
Did
the
you?
Curry.
Yeah.
But it was just good, well-prepared broccolini, a little salt, pepper.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, hey, man, this is good. Like it didn't feel like it belonged to me.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it. I don't know what else would have gone well with it, but maybe actually would have been really good is maybe some plantains.
Oh, that'd have been good.
I would have replaced the broccolini with plantains.
Okay. Me too.
All right. Break down our proteins here, our
meats.
Three proteins.
Wow.
This is where this shines.
Oh, this was so good. I mean, I honestly don't know what else to say. They were just so good. They were, the pork was cooked to perfection. I felt like I didn't need to mix anything with the pork.
No.
It was great by itself. Yeah. The flank steak, I absolutely love the flank steak. It was cooked to me to perfection because it was a medium to an actual medium rare in some pieces I saw.
Yep.
That was perfect for me. I know like somebody like my in-laws, you know, they would have probably said, can you cook this a little bit mm-hmm. longer? Mm-hmm. I thought it would have been overcooked and chewy if you would have.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, to me, cooked perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to have to let you take over for the chicken. I don't remember eating a piece. I know that Lucy doesn't do the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Caleb gave her a piece, but I don't think you gave me one, did you?
Well, it was there for the taking. I'm not feeding you.
But I didn't want...
Do you eat meat off a bone?
I know, but I just... I think because the pork and the steak were so good, I just kept going for that. And I feel like chicken, I can eat... I eat most any time. And this pork and...
Not like this.
Okay, well, this pork and steak, I just ate most of. Well, all of.
Here's what I would say is, you're not eating chicken like this all the time.
Okay.
Because normally, if I'm making chicken at home, I'm doing boneless, skinless chicken breasts in some form or another. So this is on the bone. This is white meat. You've got your drums, and you've got breasts that have been cut in half, basically still on the bone. Absolutely, perfectly roasted chicken, light skin but still crispy, a very light citrus flavor. But I mean, this chicken was so perfectly done. And to me, was an absolute perfect introduction to the flavors of like a jerk Caribbean chicken without the spice.
Okay.
Which I think could be important, you know, because there's a lot of people that maybe, now, I could have taken spice, but I didn't need it with this.
Right. You could have eaten the curry then with it.
I could have, yeah. The pulled pork, you know, they used to have this pulled pork on their menu.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's delicious. Yeah. It is very so well good. Done. I've done, I'll do here, you know, a pulled pork either smoked or in the crock pot and wrap it in leaves from our banana tree.
Yes.
Which just gives it a mild little flavor and almost, again, like a sweetness. And that's exactly what this tasted like.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, it needed nothing.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was clamoring for like, hey, do you guys have like some a side of like, you know, barbecue sauce or anything else? Did not need it. If you like pulled pork, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
I think if you like roasted chicken, you're going to like the roasted chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The flank steak with the sauce was something else that we raved over from the previous menu.
Yes.
And it is still absolutely perfect.
It sure is.
But for anyone who maybe like my parents would like it cooked better, you're probably going to want to ask that ahead of time.
Yes.
And they're putting the mango sambal. I'm sorry, that wasn't the. I meant the mojito relish. They're putting the mojito relish over top of it for service. So if that's something you're not sure that you like when you get there and sit down, I would recommend asking for it on the side.
Yeah.
So you may want to say, "How is the steak cooked? And can we get this the relish on the side?"
Yeah.
Just in case, but. There was actually pork left over because Caleb and I were just going at that chicken. It was so good.
Yeah, you were. Yes.
We got more steak, didn't we?
I
think we got more steak.
We got more something.
And
well, and then this is when they also realized that on the menu, there is a taste of Caribbean enhancement for $8. And it is enhance your meal with an order of fried coconut shrimp with creamy chipotle dipping sauce. And they did. They loved it. And I took a bite and it was very coconutty to me. I did not enjoy it because it was too strong of a coconut flavor for me.
Yeah.
So, but everybody else loved it.
Yeah, the rest of us loved it. The three of us, including me, who doesn't like coconut as well.
And I dunked it because Jeremy even mentioned how I dunked it in the creamy chipotle dipping sauce. That dipping sauce was outstanding.
It was very good.
I really liked it with it. But again, that coconut just was so strong to me.
Yeah.
That I just...
I'm so surprised because I thought it had the most minimal coconut flavor it possibly could. I would have been hard pressed to even know that it was coconut shrimp if they hadn't told me. I would have thought it was just fried shrimp. And it was like butterflied. Again, you know who should talk to their distributor over here?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Boathouse. I'm done calling them out. These are nice size shrimp, mm-hmm. butterflied, which I always like, and, mm-hmm. and they usually do in like a coconut shrimp, and just have more of that surface area for the nice breading. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the dipping sauce was outstanding. So it was six of these for an extra $8 mm-hmm. on top.
Yes.
Again, if you like coconut shrimp, start that way. If you maybe don't care for coconut shrimp normally, but somebody else at your table does, I still recommend you try it.
Yeah, for $8.
Just see what you think. I think $8 for six of these,
yeah.
it's $1.25 a shrimp by Disney standards. It's a pretty good price per shrimp.
I agree.
I'd pay the extra $8 to bring these over to Boathouse for their shrimp and grits.
Okay.
All right. So we finish. I mean, I will say these portions that they bring you are based on how many people are at the table.
I agree. Yep. Yep. I was just going to say
and,
that. I agree.
Not a lot of food went to waste for us.
Correct.
Except for maybe some of the salad. And we really barely needed much more. I thought they brought really good portions.
I agree.
And again, you're talking three sides, you're talking three meats, you're talking rolls. So I was very, very impressed with that. I have felt before in some family style atmospheres, they bring you the first one and you're like, did you see there's four of us sitting here?
Right.
Like, we're going to be done this in 3 minutes and you're going to have to bring another.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not that way at all. So I was really, really impressed.
Yep.
We're going to finish here with dessert. And then I'm going to be very controversial. So what's for dessert, Rhonda?
Oh, my goodness. It's our celebrated house-made coconut pineapple bread pudding with caramel sauce and vanilla ice cream. And so I was very nervous because it was coconut again. But when I saw, I think, Lucy get the first like bite, like I felt like the coconut was all on the bottom, mm-hmm. like the coconut itself, like the whatever you call them, the strings.
It's like the strands of coconut. Yeah. I can't even think of the word. There's a name on a package, and I can't even think of what
flakes.
It is. Yeah, sure.
Something. Anyways, so I tried to not go all the way down and just kind of almost scrape off the top, and I thought it was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's house made bread pudding. I love bread pudding. It was very much the way he did it. He was like, all right, I'm going to pour your caramel sauce on. I mean, it almost seemed like it was straight out of Ohana.
Yeah, nice big mound of vanilla
yep.
ice cream on top. He pours the caramel on. You take your video.
Mm. And it's good.
I loved this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say right now, and I know this one is fresh, but we did have from Captain Cook's the bread pudding. Just back in the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could potentially nudge out Ohana in a blind taste test.
Ooh.
I really, really do.
We need to go back to Ohana.
I know we do. It was so, and you know what? And to be honest, I'm really interested now much more in going back to Ohana in their roast chicken, you know, that they now have on the family style, knowing how good this was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a shrimp casserole is still a little suspect to me over at Ohana. They're not giving you, why can't they do a coconut shrimp or a fried shrimp like this, maybe?
Yeah.
I really do want to see how Ohana is doing, but I think this right now, and they do have a plant-based menu mm-hmm. that you can get.
They do.
Which still comes with the house-baked rolls and those two sides. It does come with the spiced necklace salad. It comes with a plant-based coconut pineapple bread pudding. Now, for your taste of Caribbean, and I would actually be very interested to try this.
Yeah.
Like, I almost want to, I would love to, if there was a way you could go and just be like, do you have a plate coming out that you can just like set just a bite aside? Because I'd really, really like to try this.
Yeah.
But it's a selection of the favorite dishes inspired by the flavors of the Caribbean. But this is an impossible kebab, fried jerk tofu, and impossible sausage. Now, you still get your cilantro rice and red beans, your vegetable curry, and grilled broccolini.
Mm-hmm.
That really intrigues me a lot.
Yeah.
So I could actually see going back and getting the plant-based
mm-hmm.
next time.
Yeah.
And one of those reasons is, if we didn't already mention it, this is $29 a person.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to any restaurant, especially a Disney restaurant,
yeah.
and you said, listen, I would like some rolls to start and a side salad.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like three different meats.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like three sides. And if you could finish this off with an incredible bread pudding, who would charge $29 for that?
Wow. Well,
I don't want to give them any ideas.
No, y'all better go.
But I can't
imagine
this price potentially stays the same.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I will say right now, without a doubt, this is the best dining deal on property.
Yeah.
Don't you agree? For 100%. What you're getting and what you're paying. Yep. I mean, it'd be hard to sit somewhere and just get an appetizer, a burger with fries, and a dessert at Disney. You're still going to be around this price.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I just was absolutely so happy, so blown away. Coming from one of our favorite restaurants pre-COVID, mm-hmm. one that we recommended nonstop to people, ate our way through the menu in the first 2 months it was open, I was really, really nervous to go back.
Yeah.
You know, especially thinking, all right, we were there, you know, I mean, they'd only been open for a little over a week again. Just thinking, all right, this place has been shut down for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be like?
I know.
We knew it was a high standard prior, but what's it going to look like now? And they absolutely blew it out of the water.
They absolutely did.
So
yep.
get a reservation. I'm not kidding. Go get this. This is also a wonderful, this is one where I would love to have a big group. I know there was four of us, but I can imagine just having a big group mm-hmm. and this truly feeling like family style.
Yeah.
Like we'll invite Dom and, but no, so highly, highly recommend, can't say enough about this place. Next we're going to talk a little bit, Friday night on July 2nd, Magic Kingdom. On the way there, I mobile ordered from Casey's Corner. As
Which
people
was smart.
Very,
very smart.
I am a smart man. So mobile ordered because I was like, all right, we'll get the food. We're going to sit. We're going to wait for the fireworks. Crazy enough, we had never had a hot dog from Casey's.
Nope.
We had done years ago while we were waiting for them to film the parade with the Descendants.
Yep.
Cameron Boyce waved at
God
us.
God rest his soul.
I know. We had done corn dogs and we had done fries,
mm-hmm.
but everybody was so excited about the reopening. And I'll be 100% honest, we're not really hot dog people.
Yeah.
I
mean, I love
hot dogs, but we don't eat them. Let's just say
well,
that.
Right. But if I ever do, and it's usually a cookout or something, there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh, I haven't had a hot dog in a while. And especially if somebody has a toppings bar. I love mustard and ketchup and sauerkraut on a hot dog. It's fantastic to me. I, however, do not like usually chili.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I don't even like
deep chili. Before we get into it, talk a little bit about our normal bullet points just for anyone who's unfamiliar.
Okay.
I feel like everybody's familiar because people, you know, this is a cult following style Disney quick service restaurant, right?
So this is located in Main Street, USA, Magic Kingdom Park. This is American. And it's quick service and pricing goes anywhere from, you know, $14.99 and under basically per adult.
Yeah.
If you're getting the footlongs,
yeah.
Of course there's no dining plans, but it is 10:30 AM to 7 PM.
7 PM is key.
Yeah.
Right now, especially when fireworks are at 9:15
yes.
and the park's open till 11.
Yes. When Jeremy mobile ordered and I went up there, if I could have counted just while I was waiting on the food, because I've hit prepare, if I could have counted the people that they had to turn away and that they had to say, I'm sorry, it's 7. I'm sorry, you know. And then they were like, well, where can I get a hot dog? Well, you can try Starlight. Yeah. And then
there were those people
said,
grilling them at Disney Springs that one time that was all over social media. Well, you can go over there.
Then there was asking about corn dogs and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I almost felt bad, but that's where I also wanted to be like, well, don't you look in the
time?
That's
what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
7 p.m., folks.
7 p.m.
And you know why I knew that?
Because you looked it up?
No, because Chris Woods from the Mouse and More podcast told me. Because originally we were going to try and meet up with them, and it just didn't work out. But we were going to meet at Casey's, and she's like, they close at 7 p.m., by the way. I had never crossed my mind they would have closed at 7 p.m. So when I went in mobile order, we're on the bus going there, and I actually grabbed the last window, which was 6:50 to 7 p.m.
Yep.
Again, if you're not familiar, hit it out of the park with American baseball favorites. Hot dogs, corn dog nuggets, and French fries. Soft drinks, of course, are also available. What did we order, Rhonda?
We got a chili cheese all beef hot dog, and this is $11.49. And then we also got our corn dog nuggets. which is $9.99. And
what'd you think? We got fries with both of these. You can either get fries or the cuties, little mandarin oranges.
Right.
Which is great if you've got kids with you or, you know, you're splitting this amongst kids and stuff.
Yes. So I thought it was surprisingly good, but not, oh my gosh, now I understand why everybody loves Casey's. Does that make sense?
It makes 100% sense. And here's how I'll break it down for you. First, fries are outstanding.
Oh yeah.
They're great fries. I mean, they're the standard Disney fries, but for some reason they were better. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
To the fact that, and I know you were in a rush, you got no ketchup whatsoever.
Nope.
And I am a ketchup with fries guy.
Yep.
I'm not a ketchup with mayo guy.
Mm.
You people can keep that to yourself.
I should have gotten all that stuff.
Especially on a hot day. Ugh. But
it wasn't hot anymore.
It's not my thing. But I need ketchup with my fries. I didn't need ketchup with these fries.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. And there was a ton of them for a side of fries.
Yeah.
Those little cardboard boats filled with them. Mm-hmm. And we had two of them.
Yes.
Loved those.
Yes.
The corn dog nuggets are corn dog nuggets. They're what I just said. They're go to your grocery store. Isn't that brand State Fair?
Yeah.
In the blue box?
I think so. Yep.
And we used to buy them for the kids all the time. We'd also buy their regular corn dogs on the stick. Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I would
love to see, and again, I know this is a quick service and you're not going to do that. I would love to see, good hand dipped corn dog nuggets here or something, you know what I mean? Or which is harder with nuggets, but you know what I mean? Like just something a little bit different, but they're fine and they're going to fill you up.
Yes.
And there's a good amount of them for $10 with these fries.
I agree.
You know, this is a kid, you're hungry. Split this for $10 at Disney. It's $5 a kid. It's a great price. Chili cheese, all beef hot dog was exactly how you explained it.
Yeah, it's chili.
Yep.
On top of a hot dog with sprinkled
cheddar cheese. On a bun in a little cardboard container that screams ballparks and nostalgia.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was fine. Again, I'm with you. I don't. Taste-wise and food-wise, I don't get it. Here's what I do get. Mm-hmm. Because I was messaging with one of our listeners and who's now a friend of mine, Daniel. And I was saying to him, hey, I'm here. Like, I ate it. I kind of don't get the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He loves this place.
Mm-hmm.
His family loves this place because of the nostalgia. And it's two people who often talk about restaurants and things at Disney that we love even more because of nostalgia. I think that's really the gameplay here so much.
Yeah.
It is that Americana on Main Street, ballpark hot dog that takes you back to being a kid, or it takes you back to your first trip with your son or your daughter or something, and they got a hot dog on Main Street and they loved it.
Yeah.
That's what this is really catering to.
Yeah, I agree. But I will say, I don't like chili.
Yeah, you don't.
And this was good.
It was.
I actually went back for a second bite. Like, I wasn't like, all right, I'm just going to eat the corn dogs. Like, this was pretty good.
Yeah. So, I'd like to see a little light toast to the toasting of the bun, because it is going to get soggy as everything starts to penetrate it. Whereas if you toast it, you almost like create a little barrier.
Yeah, because that was the sad part. By the time I got all the way over there, it was a little soggy. And then I just ran out of there. I didn't know what to do. So I do feel bad that I didn't get any side stuff. Like,
well, all I would have needed is ketchup for the fries. The dog's ready to roll. We didn't get, you know, if we'd gotten a plain hot dog, then yes, I would have been like, what else are our options, you know, to put on it? But I know they just reopened. I know they're at a very limited menu.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to see more.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see them implement, like a California dog, a Chicago dog, which isn't my thing, but I know people love them. Like those types of things. Now, I know they used to do a hot dog of the month, and we never had one, so maybe I can't talk, but even reading a lot of times they put them together, it just seemed easy. And I know that this is probably one of the most highly trafficked. Is that a word? Trafficked. What's the word? There's a lot of traffic at this place, right?
Yeah,
there is. There's a lot of people.
Yes.
They got to be in and out. They got to be as quick as possible. They have to be simple.
Yep.
But it would be neat if they could elevate things, I think, just a bit.
Yeah,
especially with the opportunity of having mobile order. So
yes. And I would like to get another one another time.
I totally would. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I would do this again.
Yes.
Waiting 100%. For the fireworks.
Yep.
Grab it.
Or even like midday.
Yeah.
Actually sitting at the
sitting chairs. Outside right there at the tables.
Yeah.
I will 100% go back.
Yep.
Didn't blow my socks off.
Nope.
But it's not a place that I'm never going to go again. I think
Correct.
It's a wonderful option. And especially after like chatting with Daniel, and I'm sure many other people have that exact same mindset.
Yep.
I get it. And every time now, potentially as we create new memories and new nostalgia, if we go back to Casey's, I'll remember you and I getting it and sitting there and waiting for almost 3 hours for the return of Happily Ever After. And I'll tie that core memory to it. And it'll make that hot dog taste better, I think, like every time.
Aw.
Right?
Yeah. Let's try that.
Okay, let's do it. I would actually be interested in, or at least you, they do have a loaded slaw dog, which is a plant-based sausage topped with pickled slaw, barbecue vegan aioli, and roasted corn relish.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested in trying that.
Yep.
Or a sausage dog, air quotes, a plant-based sausage in a potato bun. That would be interesting, and I would really, really like to do their chili cheese fries.
That'd be interesting.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. And what you can get, also could have done, for a dollar extra, you can get a side of cheese sauce. So even if you had the regular fries, I didn't think of it.
I thought we were going to get the
I meant to get the frozen mint julep lemonade. And I blanked. We were on the bus. We were on our way there. I'm like, they close at 7. I got to try and grab, you know, make sure we can grab it with enough time to get through security, to get our spot, and then go get it. And I just blanked. So my apologies.
We'll just have to go back.
We will. But I think that's it from us for this episode.
Yeah.
Had fun. We recorded both of these episodes on Wednesday. We had yesterday's episode, Thursday, back-to-back Friday. First episode of Theme Park Shuffle came out on this feed on Tuesday. That'll be every other week. And next week, Main Street Magic will be back to a Tuesday, Thursday release schedule.
Sorry about
and
that, guys.
Same thing moving forward. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you have not hit that subscribe button, we would really appreciate if you do so right now. And as long as you're out there, will you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.